Broadcasting from her ranch, embedded deep in the heart of rural America, here's Karina Jones with Ranch Raised on your Ag Network.
In 1905, Henry Wallace wrote, "We need to abandon the cut and dried formula of a period when a man was educated only when he knew Greek and Latin." I immediately felt that when I read that quote. 119 years later, and I feel like we are coming full circle. There may be no better time than now to celebrate and fight for ag education and FFA in our schools. In the early 1900s, many felt that American education had fallen off track with what our country needed. 3/4 of America lived and worked in rural areas at the time, but the education system was still driving kids to learn Latin and memorize poetry. Probably the reason why most kids only had an 8th grade education is because, after all, you only need so much Latin to go back to the farm. In fact, only 4% of kids went to high school at that time. In 1917, the Smith-Hughes Act was signed into law and provided federal funds for technical education. This meant that ag education, home economics, and trades were finally funded in public school. This was the first step in transforming ag education and giving rise to what was to come. In 1925, Virginia Tech agricultural education teachers organized the Future Farmers of Virginia for boys in agriculture education classes. The FFV served as the model for the Future Farmers of America, the FFA, today. Stay safe, stay warm, and have a great day.
The Bolin and Ravenscroft families invite you to join them for 2 top-end bull sales February 22nd in Valentine, Nebraska. First, the Bolin Cattle Company Angus and Sim Angus production sale with 57 yearling bulls for every purpose and every budget, plus top-quality heifers. Then, the 12th annual Ravenscroft Red Angus sale featuring 55 bulls and 30 bred heifers from the heart of the Sandhills.
Ranch-raised and pasture-fed.
All roads lead to Valentine Livestock February 22nd for the Ravenscroft Red Angus and Bolin Cattle Company sales.